Hi, this is DeBert Cook, publisher of the African American Golfer's Digest and a proud sponsor of 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. Get your free digital copy today by going online to AfricanAmericanGolfersDigest.com and click free digital.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson, president of Body Sculpt of New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 18, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I not only wish to thank my listeners here in the States, but I also wish to thank and give a shout out to our listeners in the UK, Egypt, South Africa, Denmark, Canada, and Switzerland. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you will continue to be a part of our 6 Weeks to Fitness family and share this program with your friends. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please have them contact me directly at vince@sixweeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this program, I will be joined once again by my good friend and co-host, certified nutrition and diet specialist Orvell Douglas, who will discuss how to live a healthy lifestyle. Now, I've heard from a few of you via email or by phone, and from what you've been telling me, the road to optimum health has not been easy for you. And the reason you tune in to our podcast is primarily for encouragement and inspiration, and so I just want you to know that we are here for you, and each episode must add value to you, our listener, in one way or another. We're on this road together, and so I want you to know that we have your back, and I sincerely hope you have ours. Now remember the words of Robert Louis Stevenson, who said, "We are all travelers in the wilderness of this world, and the best we can find in our travels is an honest friend." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks of Fitness. Each week we are fortunate to have our very own in-house nutritionist to guide us on the road to optimum health. And that nutritionist is none other than my co-host, Orvell Douglas. Hey, Orvell, how are you?
Hey, Vince, how are you? I'm okay.
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Looking forward to another informative and educational episode from you, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I just want to basically get everyone to just try and live a healthy lifestyle. So I'm just basically going to go over stuff I probably already talked about just to kind of bring things together. So, you know, you have the tools to actually to change what you, you know, just change your ways of eating.
Okay, great. Now, remember, after Orvell finishes explaining his nutrition topic for the week, for today, he will give you an action step to take for the week. These action steps are important because if you take them, it will greatly improve your health. Okay, also, let's get started.
Okay, so today I'm talking about living a healthy lifestyle. And, you know, we all have different ideas what real food is, but I guess one thing we can all agree is that, you know, foods that come in packages are no good because they have like a lot of chemicals, additives, preservatives, and they're not really doing the body any good. And apparently, you know, we don't really eat enough real foods. We're eating all these packaged foods, and these packaged foods are causing a lot of problems. You know, you may see, vegetables in a can. Okay, you see vegetables in a can and say, okay, well, this is more convenient, it's quicker. But you have to remember, if you're eating fresh vegetables, if you buy fresh vegetables, it's going to last for maybe a week at the most. And then it's going to start to mold or wilt. But if you have a canned vegetable, it has a shelf life of 2 or 3 years. So you have to really ask yourself this question. If my fresh vegetables is not lasting and the canned one is lasting for 2 years, what are they adding to it to give it that life? You know, and it's kind of a really a no-brainer because you know they're doing something to it because, you know, real food, you have to think about real food. Real food doesn't last long. It's supposed to mold. If it doesn't mold, there's something wrong.
Good point.
There's something wrong. So, you know, you just have to, you know, I'm just trying to help you to get away from canned foods. You can, you know, if you think that you're a person who may buy vegetables and they spoil after a couple of days because you're not eating them often enough. My suggestion is buy them fresh and freeze them.
Uh-huh. Freeze them.
Freeze them. Yes, freeze them. It's more better than canned food because cans, you know, all these preservatives and additives and what these things they cause disease.
Hmm. Now, you know, I was at an event the other day, Orvel, and one of the questions that was posed to me was from a parent, and she wanted to know if you can't afford to buy the healthy foods, is it okay to buy food that's perhaps like in a can because you can't afford to buy the fresh stuff? What would you say to that?
I would say you're compromising your health. You know, I'm sure there's probably certain, you know, there's certain things that you can probably, I would tell the person, you should really look at your overall spending and see, is there something in this budget that I can actually cut out or reduce? Because food is the most important thing, you know. I mean, if you don't have good energy, you know, you don't have anything, you know. So I would suggest for that person to actually look at their budget and see what can I cut out, what I really do not need to buy, you know, and use the extra money to buy, you know, fresh foods, because it all boils down to priority. What's priority to you?
You know, yes, yes.
A lot of times we're told that, you know, we say, oh, we can't afford this and we can't afford that, but we may not kind of really afford it per se. But for instance, I'm going to give you a fine example. When the New York City subway, they increase their fares every year, people's up in arms say, I cannot afford this and I cannot afford it. It's too much. But at the same time, they pull it up. So they put the money up. So you still have to use the subway to get to work. I always say, yeah, you have to prioritize, you know, prioritize food because that's the key.
I agree. And, you know, I gave another analogy when I was speaking to the parents yesterday, and what I said, look, you know, how much do these pair of sneakers cost that your kids are wearing? Okay. Some of these sneakers cost $200 US, you know, and you're going to actually pay for those sneakers for your kids, but yet you're not going to pay for fresh vegetables and fruit?
Yes, absolutely. It's all down to priority. It's where your priority lies, you know. So I would say, you know, if you want good health, you know, canned stuff, you know, you may pay less now, but you got to pay more later.
Most definitely. You're going to pay more later. I mean, you know, when it comes to that doctor's bill, you're going to pay.
Yes, absolutely. Right? Absolutely. So, yeah, absolutely. Have you seen the price of cancer and diabetes these days? It's very expensive.
Exactly.
Very expensive.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We just got to get out of these eating these processed foods and stuff like that, because what these foods are causing, they're causing high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, cancer. It's causing a lot of different things, you know, and our bodies are not meant to go through this. We may actually think, oh, when we get to a certain age, we're supposed to come down with this disease or that disease because everyone else is coming down with this disease or that disease.
Most definitely. And I know you're saying that you actually, by not eating healthy, you're waking up these cells that are otherwise dormant.
Yes.
And I think you're talking specifically those cancer cells.
Yeah. Well, also everything, not just cancer, but everything. Yeah, cancer, everything. I mean, you know, everything, you know, as I say, you know, cancer runs high in families, diabetes runs high in families, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. But the way this works is that, you know, some people may get cancer, some people won't get cancer, some people may get diabetes, some people won't, because in families, usually we all predisposed to something. I know on my family side, my father's side, cancer is very high. On my mother's side, diabetes is very high. You know, so we're all predisposed to something, but we have the choice. As I say, genetics plays a very small part in it. So we have the choice of either keeping that gene switched off, because traditions are passed down. You know, your grandparents cook, follow a certain lifestyle, pass it down to your parents. Your parents follow the same recipes and pass it down. And that's how these things kind of continue.
Yes, yes, I see.
But I've seen, you know, I've seen people who's actually broke that cycle by actually changing their whole diet, and they are okay. They're not, you know, they're not coming down with any of these illnesses. So I think that's the key. It's about lifestyle change, definitely.
That gives everyone hope that because their parents did not, because their parents had cancer or heart disease or diabetes, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to get it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this has been proven by, this has been proven by very, so many different studies that's coming out today. There's one by PCRM, which is Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And the guy, Neil Barnard, he's ahead. Yes. He's ahead of that committee, and he's done many studies to prove this. You know, so it's all about lifestyle. All about lifestyle. Genetics plays a very small part.
Unbelievable.
Very small part. So don't think you're doomed because, you know, you have this in your family. But you know, I mean, if you know, if you continue to follow the same practices as your family, you're playing Russian roulette.
Exactly. It goes back to that old quote by Albert Einstein that, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Absolutely, Vince. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely,
if you're doing the same thing your parents are doing and you expect to be healthy, it's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Okay. So we just got to, you know, we have to really consider, you know, what is real food. One thing we can agree with, I mean, you know, there's so many different eating patterns. There's if you're following the vegan path, the vegetarian path, you know, eating meat path, plant foods, whatever you're following, it doesn't matter. One thing we should always do is make sure that we get enough dark green leafy vegetables in our diet, and also a whole rainbow of colors of other foods and fruits and vegetables, preferably organic if you can. But you know, we just need to get the rainbow of colors in our diet. That's what we need, because that's where all the antioxidants and minerals are detectable.
Yes,
you know, because you know, all the other so-called foods, they're not really food. You're eating them, and it's like you're overfed and undernourished. And the actual cells that really need food, it's not getting it. So you're really it's like you're malnourished. Even you could be eating a big plate of food, but you're malnourished. You're not feeding the cells on your cellular level.
Yes,
and that's what you need when you're eating fruits and vegetables. A lot of fruits and vegetables in your diet. That's where all the antioxidants and minerals are. Then you're actually waking up those cells. You're giving them life.
Mm. Yes. So you have people who look healthy. They look, you know, they weigh a certain amount of pounds, and they look healthy. But honestly, if they're not feeding their body on the cellular level and putting the proper food and nutrients in their body, they're not healthy at all.
Absolutely, looks are deceiving.
Very, so most definitely.
Very deceiving. People look at something and say, oh, you look healthy and stuff like that. I mean, it's just a look, you know. Yes. But you don't really know what's going on the inside. You know, you know, some people are genetically blessed by, you know, having that nice built, you know, some, you know, built body, and people say, oh, that person is healthy. But no, it doesn't work like that.
Most definitely.
It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you just have to get a lot of fruits and vegetables into your diet. So whatever path you take, vegan path, vegetarian path, pescatarian, whatever path you take, please, just get as much fruits and vegetables, preferably organic, in your diet.
So to me, that makes so much sense now. It makes it easier for people to understand that you don't have to go vegan. You don't have to go vegetarian, you know? But what you must go is you must go to your store, to your local grocery store, and get some healthy fruit and vegetables.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what you need. You need to stock up on that. We've talked about this in the acid and alkaline, you know, series that we talked about a few weeks ago. But it's definitely, you know, you just get as much plants in your diet as possible, a whole rainbow of colors. And that's where all the antioxidants and minerals are to actually keep you well and give you energy.
And the best way to also ensure that your children, you know, get the proper fruit and vegetables in their diet is to expose them to it as well.
Absolutely. Everything starts at a young age. If you start your children off with French fries and Big Mac, and when they get older, you know, you don't expect them to change because these foods are addictive.
Yes.
So trying to change, it's not impossible, but it's hard. If you start them at a young age as a parent, you have to be the example. It's pointless you telling your kids to eat your vegetables and you're not. Because because children will mimic their parents. If you're eating good food, you know, from a child, and you see, you know, you shine them as it from they're a child, you're eating good food, they like to mimic their parents.
Exactly. There's a saying that children won't do what you tell them to do, but they'll do what they see you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you're not eating vegetables and fruit, they're not going to eat it either.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, what I wanted to say is, you know, what you can do if you're one of these people who are having difficulty in trying to adjust and trying to find, you know, eat healthy foods, I would suggest, try this for 7 days. Number one, write down your top weaknesses when it comes to food. That's what you do. Number two, write down a healthy alternative that you all also enjoy that you know you can swap at every time you have a craving. So if you have a craving for candy and say you like fruits, like say like a sweet, like a banana or something that you really like, you know, just take that instead, eat that instead, because what you're trying to do, if you have a crave for something, if you eat something, for instance, if you have a crave for something sugary, you like eat some fruits, then the craving is going to be taken away, because that craving is only for a moment. It's only for a moment. Yeah. Number three, make sure you always have your substitute foods on hand for this 7-day experiment. That's what you do. So always have the food on hand, because if you don't, you get hungry, you gotta go to the vending machine or go to the nearest store and get some junk food and so you gotta break it. So the key is always to stay satisfied, always have the stuff with you, because if you don't have it with you, you gotta fail. So you all plan every single day.
Yes, yes. And I know most people that I speak with who are successful when it comes to eating healthy is because they take the food that they want to eat to work.
Yes. That's a given. That's a given. You know, if you don't have a plan, if you go to work empty handed, then, you just got to make wrong choices.
Yes.
You got to make wrong choices, because as soon as that 12 o'clock hunger comes in, you just want to eat.
And you'll eat whatever's handy.
Whatever's handy. So if it's a vending machine or if it's a, French fries or whatever, you just gotta, you know, so it's always good to plan, you know, prepare your foods a couple of days, especially on a Sunday. If you're not working, prepare your food for a couple of days and freeze it. Then every single day, you just put whatever you want to take in a container and take it to work with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. And number four, see what happens when you make a healthy, empowered choice instead. Do you have more energy? Do you feel better about yourself physically, emotionally? And most likely you will. Because the reason I say that is because you just do. When you do something good, you always feel good. You do something good. Yes. You know, you're used to doing something bad and you decide to do something good. So you always got to feel better. And we all want to feel that goodness.
Most definitely. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. And yeah, as humans, we tend to enjoy taking action that gets us rewarded. So reward yourself with the gift of feeling great, confident, happy, and energized.
Oh, that is so great.
Yeah. So that's what you do. So that, you know, saying that I would actually usually just say one step for the week, but that would be, I would say if you could cover all those four steps the whole week.
That would be the action steps right there.
Yeah, the action steps. Yeah, absolutely. It's more than one, it's four, but they all blend into each other, so it makes it one.
Now, I would be quite interested in hearing from those of you who made these, who took these action steps, to hear how you're making out with these, because this is a very important process for you if you want to become more healthy. Right?
Yes,
this is it.
Absolutely.
This is the road to health that we're all on. None of us can do it alone. And that is why I felt it was so important to help guide you towards this road to optimum health, because you can't do it by yourself.
No, we can't. I mean, we all, you know, everyone's addicted to sugar, fried foods. You know, yeah, it's a craving, but you're not going to die if you don't have it. You're not going to die. It's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. And I know those feelings are strong, but this is what we have to overcome. And once you overcome that, then you're on your road to good health.
Oh, definitely, but it's so worth doing. And, you know, and the holidays are coming up, and it's going to be even more challenging for so many people to stay healthy or to actually stick with a program. But if you start making these small steps now, you will definitely succeed in the end.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, okay, so this is a very good, very informative episode there, Orvel. Thank you so much, man. And but tell my audience how they can reach you. If they have any questions or if they want a consultation, how can they find you?
Oh, you can reach me at orveldouglas@yahoo.com, which is orveldouglas@yahoo.com. And if you lose that, you can always contact us on the six weeks, www.sixweeks.com, and I'll get that message also.
Excellent, excellent. Now, and don't forget to tell your friends and families about 6 Weeks of Fitness and let us know how we can improve the program, because we definitely want to make sure we're getting the message out to you and that you have the information that you need to succeed. Okay, because we are only successful if you're successful. Please remember that, because it is so true. And don't forget to download your free digital magazine from this week's sponsor, the African American Golfers Digest, at www.AfricanAmericanGolfersDigest.com. So with that being said, this has been another exciting episode. So thank you so much. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.